Our scripture comes this morning from 2 Timothy, the third chapter, verse 14 through the fourth chapter, verse 5. And let's listen to these words this day. It says, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from your childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and in view of His appearing and His kingdom, I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message, be persistent whether the time is favorable or unfavorable, convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but having itchy ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away from myths. But as for you, always be sober, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, carry out your ministry fully." The Word of God this day for us, His children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Oh, great and mighty God, we do thank you this day for your word. We thank you, Lord, for Paul. We thank you, Lord, for Timothy. And we ask, Lord, right now that you just be with us and bless this time that is at hand to allow, Lord, those things of our heart and our mind to all be pleasing, Lord, in your sight. Oh, Lord, my rock and my redeemer, I do pray this day. Amen.